call at 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Take control of the airwaves. Give us a call, 1-800-259-9231.
That's right, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark?
A little bit under the weather tonight, so Mark will be taking the lead role as far as doing rejoins and all that stuff.
A little practice.
Yes, indeed. Well, Mark, wow. There was a breaking story yesterday that we didn't cover on the show because, I don't know, I feel like unless it's really important, we should wait till afterwards, get a little bit more information, get the facts a little more straight. Because whenever a story's breaking, the news media isn't so great at really keeping everything square. They're not really good at I guess, putting all their information together correctly.
And this show isn't about news as much as it is about Monday morning quarterbacking, the news.
Right, it's about the issues.
Yeah.
And here, the issue with these flashing bomb things that or these flashing devices that the idiots in Boston government overreacted to and believed were actual bombs for some reason is not necessarily about what the media would have you think it's about. The media would have you think that, oh, this is about these bad men in this corporation that put these evil packages all over the city. In fact, what it's about is the idea that this organization can protect you. You know, we've heard it plenty of times. In fact, Mark, I think, even you believe it to an extent that the proper role of government is for the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I believe that that's the proper role of government.
A lot of people who have that mindset believe that while they agree with me that the government shouldn't be providing welfare, that the government shouldn't be educating children, that the government shouldn't be doing A, B, C, D, the list goes on. They are totally cool with the idea that government should be the agency to protect them from whatever threat, whether they be terrorists or flashing lights that somebody put on the side of a building somewhere. And this story just screams out to me that this is the last organization in the world that you want to protect you. If this is what they do when they perceive a threat, we've got some serious problems. Now, I don't know if you were paying attention to the story yesterday. But here it is. And this story is probably the most absurd instance of government overreaction, just maybe the most absurd story all year, so far in 2007, in my opinion. And not only is it absurd from the perspective of the overreaction of the government to what were essentially harmless devices, flashing lights, essentially a light bright board put up on the side of a building.
Right.
Not only were they overreacting, and it's absurd from that angle, but what's the most absurd about it is the attitude of the government officials. And just wait until you hear the quotes from these scumbags. Boston, WCBB-TV reporting, Turner Broadcasting plans to take responsibility for the hoax devices that were found at several locations in and around Boston Wednesday that forced police bomb units to scramble throughout the area. The incidents were part of a marketing campaign that involved a character from the cartoon show Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Now, I've never seen the show.
I have.
But is it any good?
It's funny. Sometimes funny.
Well, I got to say, this is a brilliant marketing campaign on their part. I don't think they expected it to turn into this.
I can't imagine that you would put... the device does not look like a bomb. It doesn't look big enough to be a bomb. It's a flat thing. Not much bigger than a sheet of paper. And it just has some lights on it.
It has the character, in case you haven't seen it, it's sort of a boxy, very minimalist style
character. It looks like a gumdrop with arms and legs.
Yeah, and it's very stick figure-ish in a way. And he's flipping off, apparently flipping the bird to the people that are looking at the sign. So the packages in question are magnetic lights that pose no danger. They're part of an outdoor marketing campaign in 10 cities in support of Adult Swim's animated television show, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Turner Broadcasting, the parent company of the Cartoon Network, said in a statement, the company said they've been in place for 2 to 3 weeks in Boston, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Atlanta, Seattle, Portland, Austin, San Francisco, and Philadelphia. So they've been up for a while at this
right.
point.
So if they were bombs, they would have blown up by now.
Oh, yeah, and the government would have been caught completely unawares. But then I don't know who it was, somebody must have called it in, right? Somebody must have called it in and gotten all scared. Some whiny little citizen of Boston getting all freaked out because there's some little stick character with a flipping them the bird.
People do have active imaginations. I looked at the sign. I didn't even notice the bird flipping. Yeah. I just saw arms and legs. So
I think people think they live in a movie. Like, maybe that's what it is. Because this is like something right out of it's just a movie. The idea that some madman terrorist would put up these little flashing
a
signs.
A silly movie.
Right.
Like the Riddler would put this up.
Right.
I mean, this doesn't make any... You know, this isn't even a movie. This is a comic book. You know, that you would have the Joker with a laughing jack-in-the-box that blows up and hurts people or spews out gas or something.
Turner Broadcasting is in contact with local and federal law enforcement on the exact location of the billboards. According to the statement, they and regrets they were mistakenly thought to pose any danger. They must have really been using a lot of restraint to not come out and say, "What did you idiots think? It's a light bright board."
I mean, it really is. A light bright board is the best explanation of what this is, except a light bright board has a light bulb in back.
Yeah.
And so it has some depth to it. This doesn't even have any depth.
Well, they were using LEDs, I guess.
LEDs, right. It has almost no depth. Essentially, the depth of the LEDs and then a little bit of plastic backing on that and a magnet.
Oh, yeah. And then there was a part for the batteries. There's a little part at the bottom where there's like 4D batteries there.
I see.
The cartoon airs as part of Adult Swim's late-night block of programs on the Cartoon Network. It features characters called Moonanites, who are pictured on the sound devices. A feature-length film is scheduled to be released late next month. Governor Deval Patrick has praised the response of law enforcement. Here we get into the absurd part of the article. Praised the response of law enforcement, saying that he was dismayed to learn that many of the devices are part of a marketing campaign by Turner Broadcasting. Whoa. What does that quote mean? Okay, let's read that again. He was dismayed. It's the governor.
Right. Because marketing
dismayed.
Is bad, Ian.
Well, I thought that the way I read this is, I'm dismayed to learn that these devices are part of a marketing campaign. I really wanted them to be bombs. Isn't that essentially what he's saying? Oh, this is so disappointing.
I don't think
these could have been real bombs.
I don't feel like that.
I'm disappointed here.
I think he said, thinking to himself, well, this is just really, this is...
Evil corporation.
No, this is irresponsible of this organization to market itself in such a fashion where reasonable people could think that light bright boards were bombs.
There is no one who's reasonable that could think that.
No, there isn't. But I think that's what he's thinking. I mean, what else can he say? Can he say, look, I'm sorry, my police department overreacted to this.
Yeah,
they're a bunch of bumbling fools.
That's what he should say. 1-800-259-9231, your thoughts on this insanity coming out of Boston. Again, these devices sitting up in various different cities around the country for weeks.
Weeks.
Nobody had a problem with them. All of a sudden, somebody freaks out, someone who's looking for terrorists in every shadow that he or she passes by, some paranoid whack job. Quote, the stunt has caused considerable disruption and anxiety in our community. Well, now, wait a minute. Was it the stunt or was it the government's reaction to the stunt that caused the anxiety?
Because the stunt didn't cause any anxiety or disruption before it was reported and the cops overreacted.
No, for 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
Can you imagine? I mean,
so the stunt didn't really cause it. It was the reaction to the stunt.
You're driving to work in Boston one morning and you discover they've shut down an entire portion of the city. That's going to cause a little bit of anxiety.
I love to think of police, the proper role of police, as what Andy Griffith does. You know, just sort of keeping the peace, as it were. And I just can't see Andy Griffith going and finding one of these Moonanite light things on the side of a building and going, oh, Barney, that's a bomb. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
And this is ridiculous. It's like, it seems to me that what you had here was, the police department's like, oh boy, we get to put on our helmets and big vests and stuff.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get the big truck. We get the big bomb truck today.
This was exactly right. This was their opportunity to be big men and go out and protect the populace. Okay, we've got the power. We can shut down the whole city if we need to.
And they're still pretending.
Safe.
They're still pretending that these are bombs. You know,
I think they've admitted at this point that
they're not
bombs.
But now they want to punish the company for their own overreaction.
They've actually arrested two of the artists that actually put these up around the city.
Ridiculous.
And their response was incredible. We're going to cover that on the way. Also, El Lobo Negro is on the line. Your calls as well are actually El Negro Lobo calling from Florida. Hopefully he'll be patient. I don't think we've ever heard from him before.
Lobo Negro.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer. And save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Hijack the airwaves. And while you're at it, go to our website and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got female listeners from all over the world, big, little, black, white, young and old. It's not a beauty contest. Check them out.
And that's at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's where that's located. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Under the weather a bit tonight here, but doing the show anyway, because why not?
Yeah.
So we're talking about the most absurd, in my opinion, the most absurd story of 2007 so far. The tremendous overreaction of Boston police and bureaucrats and authorities over what were essentially flashing LEDs in the shape of a cartoon character. And I'm going to get back to some of the quotes from this, just some of the most disturbing, lame quotes from these Boston officials here in moments from the BostonChannel.com. But we want to go to the phones first. And then we're also going to talk about the two guys that put these signs up who are now facing charges for doing so and what their response was, which I found absolutely brilliant. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to El Negro Lobo, which I believe I had it right the first time, right, Mark? It's El Lobo, Lobo Negro.
Yeah.
Because adjectives, modifiers come after the noun, correct?
Yes, it's like the Wolfie Black is what he said.
Right. So who you're on Free Talk Live, calling from Florida. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a short story to tell you.
Okay, sure.
In 1945, a young girl named Katulata Kulu came to America in a gray boat from Africa. A mysterious man killed her by cutting the words Latula Latuka into her back. Now that you've heard this, her spirit will come haunt you for the next 5 years, unless you repeat it to five other people.
No.
Did you have anything else?
No.
Thanks. 800-259-9231. I feel haunted already. Let's go to Alexander in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
All I have to say is, what a mystic. You guys get some strange people calling in.
We do that.
So what's up?
Actually, this whole story, when I first saw it on the internet, I think I saw it on bureaucrats.com,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was hilarious. I mean, I started laughing. I started laughing like crazy because I'm a big Albertine Hunger Force fan.
Okay.
But I think it's kind of sad because I think the police have gone, very far from how they were before. I mean, I have a personal sort of anecdote to say. I have a friend who, I won't name my friend, but she was recently molested in Miami by someone.
Oh,
and the police know who it was, and they basically have a bunch of evidence against the guy, but they won't go ahead and bring him in and prosecute her.
Why is that?
Prosecute him. I don't know. I really don't know, and she is, underage. She's not, a grown woman or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of shady, and it seems like the cops don't really care about the situation.
Hmm.
But cops in Miami are willing to bust kids with, marijuana, et cetera.
Sure.
And willing to bust all these little easy cases and things like this, which are ridiculous. And it sort of, that makes me question the fact, why are cops out there busting kids who are, smoking some marijuana or busting things like this, which are, just simple things. And
like you say, they're going after the easy targets. Like any gang or any group of bullies, they go after people that can't defend themselves.
Definitely. And I think that's incredibly sad. I mean, we have a really bad defense agency.
How can we help convince people, Alexander, that the government isn't good at protecting people? The government is not who we should be relying on for our safety. Are we just going to have to wait until more of these asinine stories come forward and then hopefully just use these examples to convert people over to our view? Or are we actually going to see a point where we can have some private protection agencies spring up and actually compete with the government in order to provide people the services they're looking for?
Well, I'll take sort of a position between you and Mark, and I know Mark believes that by ending the drug war that these things will, sort of relieve itself and that the police will be more efficient in what they do. And I tend to agree that if we eliminate the drug war, things will come back, to some sense of normalcy.
Sure.
But how all monopolies tend to be are very inefficient. And police, as long as you have a government monopoly and, defense, they'll be inefficient. So I tend to think as long as we eliminate things like the drug war and all these silly things thinking that these little signs on the side of the bridge are bombs, as long as we eliminate these things, we'll become more efficient, but hopefully in time people will start opening up to the idea of a private police.
I hope so as well. Alexander, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I also think the police should be more fee-based. In some ways, I believe that this might be a good idea. I'm not 100% on board with it, but like, for instance, if you get picked up for robbery,
mm-hmm.
Well, I think you should have to pay something for that.
Okay, well, now, hold on. Now, I see where you're coming from, and I tend to agree in general. If we're going to have a government police force, better to do it that way than other ways. But in this case, in the Boston story,
mm-hmm.
The police, as it's said here, Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis says, quote, emergency deployment teams were sent into the center of the city immediately upon these reports. There were significant shutdowns of not only highways, but rail traffic within the MTBA, or MBTA. Several of the devices do have common characteristics, but it's too early to say how many are connected. You know, in this case, the police response was to shut down chunks of the city. So, I mean, who's going to pay that fee? Because what they want now is for Turner Broadcasting to pay for this police response, this insane reaction.
I understand where you're coming from on that, and this is one of the reasons why it probably wouldn't work entirely.
Right. Because if the police get to charge you whatever they want for
they're going to
unload 50 clips. Oh, we've got to shoot these rounds off. Oh, now we've got to go drive this truck around and burn a whole bunch of gasoline. We got to put helicopters up in the air. Now you want to talk about expensive? It is very expensive to fly helicopters around. They use quite a bit of gasoline.
They do.
I understand it. But we need to have. I mean, there might be more of these flashing signs that we haven't spotted, and we might be able to spot them from the air. Let's launch the birds. I mean, they could just go as crazy as they wanted to.
It's true.
And they'd say, oh, well, Mark, you're the one that called it in. I'm afraid we're going to have to charge you for this. So I don't know if that would work either. Something fundamental would have to change about the way police respond to things. Like, would it have been too unreasonable, for instance, in this particular case with these flashing signs, some crazy paranoid kook calls it into the police department, there might be a bomb on the corner of 1st and Main Street. Okay, we'll check that out there, sir. Thanks for the alert. You know, send a uniformed officer there just to take
You would think that they would probably be, I mean, these would, it seems like these would be in areas where it would be high pedestrian traffic. For whatever reason, I've imagined that.
Scope out the
situation. There should be cops walking a beat in a high pedestrian traffic area. So, therefore, can't you just call in a cop and say, hey, take a look at that.
Just scope out the situation.
Unit 54, please report to the corner of 1st and Main and check out for a possible bomb scare.
But apparently we can't expect a reasonable response from these people. Their response is as big and as massive as it can possibly be. It's their excuse to pull out the trucks, the command centers, the helicopters, the rifles. It's their excuse to get all excited because there sure as heck isn't any real terrorism to deal with in the United States. The first package was found under Interstate 93, and the state police bomb squad was called and detonated the package in Sullivan Square. They love doing this crap.
Yeah, they do.
Officials said it contained an electronic circuit board with some components that were, quote, consistent with an improvised explosive device. Huh? What are you going to blow up? The LEDs on the sign? I mean, what?
I guess the battery pack?
Insanity. 1-800-259-9231. There's more on the way here from the angry officials, and the officials, so-called, in Boston are going to be even more angry when they see what the response was from the two individuals who placed these signs around the city. I thought it was brilliant. More on the way. This is your show. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, Wristies.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. Talk about anything you want to talk about. It's your show. And check out our archives at freetalklive.com. We've got the last 6 days' worth of archives up there in MP3 format, easy to download. And if you're up for it, we've got the last year's worth of archives up there in BitTorrent.
That's right.
So you can get anything you want.
And it's free.
At freetalklive.com.
Exactly right. And February's winner of the Lysander Spooner Award, Radicals for Capitalism, a Freewheeling History of the Modern American Libertarian Movement by Brian Doherty, outlines both the history of libertarianism and its true influence yet to come. Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books at lfb.com. By the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Josh in Kentucky, continuing the story here in moments on this Boston bomb scare insanity. But Josh, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line. Hello.
Hey, yes.
Hey, what's up?
I just want to say that if I was going to get blown up by a terrorist bomb, I'd want it to be a moon or night.
Is that it?
No. And also, as a man with exceptional hair myself, I love the response. I thought it was well warranted.
Yeah, well, since you bring it up, let's talk about that right now. There are two guys that were arrested for putting these signs up in Boston, these flashing light signs to promote a television show. And they've been arrested, they've been charged, they'll get into the charges here in moments, but they had a press conference after they were bailed out. And at the press conference, all kinds of press was around asking them questions.
Sure.
The press were very upset when the two individuals only wanted to talk about hair. They were up there for over 3 minutes talking about hairstyles from the 60s and the 70s, and one of the guys has dreadlocks, so he was talking about his hair, and the news guys were trying to ask them serious questions about, why aren't you taking this seriously? These are charges, this is a bomb scare, why aren't you taking this seriously? And then the guys would respond with, that's not a question about hair, looking for questions about hair, it was just hilarious, they're totally blowing it off. And you know that the Boston authorities hate it. They hate it because they aren't being taken seriously.
Well, who could take them seriously after, calling a bunch of flashing signs bombs?
Josh, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the pack at 8.net, toll free line for you. So here's a little bit more information and some more just absurd quotes from the so-called Boston authorities. The first device found under Interstate 93, the state police bomb squad called in and detonated the package. Several hours later, Boston police said the department received four calls, all at about 1 p.m., reporting the devices.
I'm glad they didn't think my car was a bomb when I was there.
Officials responded to at least nine locations, including the Boston University Bridge, and they go on the various different locations these were at. A device described by officials as a pipe bomb was found in the basement of the Tufts New England Medical Center at 185 Harrison Avenue. I don't think they would have put this in the basement of anywhere.
A pipe bomb?
Yeah.
In a basement? What good would that do? A pipe bomb's meant to hurt people.
Davis said that residents should not be afraid to enter or leave the city. This is Commissioner, the Boston Police Commissioner. And that additional police resources have been deployed to help ensure people that they are safe.
From splashing signs.
Now, as you pointed out, Mark, these signs were up for 2 to 3 weeks before anybody took, any paranoid crackpot took note of them and got all scared. So actually the police didn't do a flipping thing to keep you safe.
No, I mean, it'd be one thing, they would be able to at least claim being Johnny on the spot. They'd be able to claim that they were right on top of it. If they got the signs immediately upon them being put up, within the first 24 hours. Yeah, within 20 minutes. Look, it's a bomb. It's not going to go off in 24 hours. It's going to go off in an hour. I mean, the people just need enough time to get away.
It's a hoax and it's not funny, said Governor Deval Patrick. I think we fell at this point, but that there is no, I think we felt at this point that there is not a reason for anyone to panic, but there are reasons to be diligent. Mayor Tom Menino said...
Yeah, diligence would be great. How about picking it up before 2 weeks?
Mayor Tom Menino said that all of the packages found pose no danger, and that several police departments are working together to investigate suspicious calls about the devices. Quote, public safety officials are all working together. There is no time for anyone to panic. We believe we have the situation in hand. Go about your business. I mean, can this guy be any more cliche? Can you just be any more like the cliche mayor, so just spouting just cliches out of your mouth? This guy makes me sick. This is the same jerk that wanted to put state police on the border of New Hampshire and Massachusetts to stop guns from coming into the state. This guy is
the huge gun ring that operates between the border of Massachusetts and New Hampshire, apparently.
The individuals who place these packages should be warned that there is a heavy penalty. 2 to 5 years imprisonment for each one of them. We are not playing around.
Oh my gosh. These people are so insane. This is the most absurd story I've seen yet this year. They put these flashing light bright boards up around the city, and because some people freaked out, it's a crime? Now, look, if there's a crime here...
If they'd have hung a rubber chicken there and people claimed it looked like a bomb...
Oh, my gosh, it could have explosives inside it!
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. But if there's anything that anyone had done wrong here, as far as the guys that put these boards up, it's that they might not have had permission. That's the only thing that I question. They had something like 40 different boards around the city.
Sure, they didn't have permission, but can you imagine what it would take to get... People post handbills all the time on all over in cities. Mm-hmm. Nothing's done to these people.
Right.
Nothing's done to the organizations these handbills are for. No one calls them up and says anything.
I don't think it would have taken much to get permission. You would go in, say, hey, I'm with Turner Broadcasting. We're doing this promotional thing for the Cartoon Network. We'd like to put this up on the side of your building, and we'll give you X amount of dollars for the 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Oh, permission from the building owner.
Right, that's my only concern. I think if there is if there was a crime committed, it's a crime of property rights violations more than anything else. But even so, it's like a magnetic board. You can take it down. And there wasn't going to be any damage done.
They essentially gave it to them.
True.
Public safety officials are all working together. There's no time for anyone to panic. Go about your business. The individuals who placed these packages should be warned there's a heavy penalty.
Storrow Drive eastbound was shut down for a brief time, and the MBTA suspended service on the Red Line, planned to bus afternoon commuters between Kendall Park and Park Street stations. So, it was the government that caused the disruption. It was the government's overreaction that caused inconveniences for people. It was the government's overreaction that caused people to get freaked out. Nobody was freaked out by these signs. It was the fact that the government shut down the streets and started holding press conferences about bombs being found around the city.
But as usual, the government gets a pass. It's like they're a force of nature or something, and they're not responsible for their actions. The police are responsible for having called out the bomb squad here. I mean, it just... do some police work. Just a little bit.
Anytime you get a report of a suspicious device, it's always a concern, says Coast Guard Captain Scott Carr.
It's a rubber chicken!
We went ahead and shut down the waterways so we could clear the area and keep everybody safe.
It's just like, do you hear the mantra over and over again? We're keeping you safe, Boston. We're keeping you safe, New York. We're keeping you safe. We found these flashing devices around the city, but we've decided to shut down the waterways just in case there's one underneath 50 feet of sea.
I mean, when does it come to the point where they lock us all in padded cells and tell us it's to keep us safe?
I don't know.
I mean, when is it that we become a world of the imprisoners and the imprisoned?
Quote, our device is not an active device. We're still treating the area as a crime scene. There were no injuries. Everyone is evacuated properly, and everyone now back to their location, said some bureaucrat. MBTA's Lieutenant Sal Venturelli said police were told about the first package by a transit passenger who spotted it on a column that supports I-93. The parcel was located on an elevated structure above the busway and below I-93 in the Charlestown section of Boston about 8 a.m. So that's it. So because some bus-riding passenger saw a flashing sign that he or she didn't recognize, it wasn't apparent immediately to that individual that this was a promotional stunt. They called in the police, and the police responded to the tune of what they are now estimating was $500,000 in police costs to $750,000 was what they are alleging that this response cost.
Don't forget the lost productivity by people that are trying to drive trucks in town.
Yeah, that wasn't factored in at all.
And shipping and that kind of things that were late as a result.
People that were inconvenienced by the government's stupidity. You want these people protecting you? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you. You can take control of the airwaves. Again, here with you.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, over 1,000 pages, created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com.
It's got really cool stuff like the it's got the fan club for the hosts, and you can go out and read all kinds of fun quotes from us and that kind of thing. So check out the wiki. What's your liberty issue? Privacy? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include anti-real ID activist Jim Harper from the Cato Institute. Also in attendance will be New Hampshire residents and legislators active in the fight against the national real ID. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Register today because space is limited.
Oh, my goodness. Still covering the story from down in Boston yesterday about these flashing signs, the Aqua Teen Hunger Force signs that were placed around the city, had sat up around the city for a good 2-3 weeks before some paranoid passenger on a city bus spotted one and thought it was a bomb for some reason. They called it in to the police. The police exploded in their overreaction to this threat and spent approximately $750,000 of taxpayer money responding to the so-called threat.
Getting to use their big toys and stuff.
Yeah, it's funny looking at the pictures of these idiots, these bureaucrats, bringing out the dogs. They got a bomb-sniffing dog out, just standing around, looking like they're important, looking like they're doing something to keep people safe, looking like they actually are actually worthwhile. Boy, you know, all these stories do for me, Mark, is just solidify my disdain for these people.
Well, it's hard to defend them in this
particular
position. Yeah,
how can you possibly, after a story like this, how can you possibly come back and say, well, we still want the government to protect us. The government, the Homeland Security, very important. We can't have the private industry keeping people safe. We need these government bureaucrats to do the job.
I think in a world of smaller government that you wouldn't see overreactions like this simply because it wouldn't be tolerated. But, you know, I mean, we have to have an entire paradigm change at this point where, you know, every day everybody's scared. We're at, you know, caution level magenta or whatever, and people are constantly scared, and we live in something that's akin to a police state.
Now they're looking at suing Time Warner, the parent company of the Aqua Teen Hunger Force Cartoon Network, looking at suing Time Warner, Mayor Thomas Menino. So you're going to sue this company because you are an idiot. That's pretty much what they're saying. We're idiots, and we can't tell the difference between a light bright board and a bomb, so we're going to sue you, because we're the big bad Boston government. We can do whatever we want to. Sean Stevens, who's 28, and Peter Berdowski, 27, were charged in state district court with placing a hoax device and disorderly conduct and released on a $2,500 cash bond each. Now, when you're placing a hoax device,
isn't the intention of a hoax to cause problems and to make people think that there's a bomb?
I would think.
Well, I don't think their intention was to make people think there were bombs.
No, this is it's a BS charge.
Yeah.
And they know it's a BS charge, and that's why they, at their press conference afterwards, they refused to talk about it, and they only wanted to talk about hairstyles of the 60s.
Well, Ed, that was brilliant on their part. In fact, I've got the video here from Fox News of these two guys who've been charged after they were bailed out. There was a press conference. Of course, the press acting all serious, like this whole event mattered.
Yeah,
and
I'm surprised some reporters didn't go along with it and ask them some questions about hairstyles
from the
60s. They
should have. Here's the story. It's a brilliant response on their part.
In the meantime, these are the two suspects arraigned earlier today. The guys arrested.
And how they're going to live their lives in the future and how they're going to look at the past.
Hold on a second. For example, Afro, I think, comes kind of from the 70s. But then again, there's other styles, like the greased up hair, when they actually use grease. And I'm not totally sure where that comes from. Whether or not it's from the 20s or from the... It's definitely not from the 60s, I don't think.
Well,
the 60s sort of... We're taking this very seriously.
Yeah, please don't interrupt.
The 60s sort of had their...
Hair is serious after all. Serious stuff.
Evolved into the sort of greased back look of the 70s. But Peter, what you're saying is you think it came more from the 20s?
Yeah, I really think it came from the 20s.
It sounds to us like you aren't taking this seriously. You want to talk about
how you... Do you guys have any haircut questions for us?
What do you think about what happened yesterday?
You're
going to
get one.
That's a very good question.
Thank you.
I think my dreadlocks are pretty nice, and they're going to keep growing for a little while.
Michael,
maybe they'll reach my knees or something. I don't know.
I'm getting sort of more to get a haircut. Getting my bangs now?
I've advised them not to talk about what happened.
How do you feel right now?
Oh, there's the lawyer raining on the parade.
Yeah.
I feel like my hair is pretty perfect. But altogether, I want to redirect this onto the topic of haircuts in the 70s because I want to educate myself about it a little bit more than I know already.
We saw that in court. We've seen their appearance now.
What other haircuts are there?
The 60s.
Yeah, I really like the one with the hair curled around the top.
I think it's
awesome.
Yeah.
I think their response is just brilliant. It actually goes on for another minute and a half, them just talking about hair. And the reporters getting very upset that they aren't being taken seriously.
Well, it's the reporter's job to report on what the police do, and so therefore for their jobs to mean anything, the police's jobs have to mean something.
Right, because it's not exciting. I mean, it's easy to get ratings when you've got an exciting bomb scare going on.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's really just turns out to be a light bright board and you blow it off, then you got to find other news to report on.
I understand the reporter's problem there, but I think they should have kept the press conference going with questions about hairstyles from the 70s because people would have watched that. They would have just watched in awe of what was happening. I mean, even I can just see the 60-year-old viewer just sitting there going, "What is happening?" It's comedy, and people do watch comedy,
and it's very funny. And I got to give these guys credit for approaching it from this particular perspective. I think it's an awesome idea to essentially laugh at the government, even though they're facing these charges, which are pretty serious. The mayor's talking about 2 to 5 years per device.
Well, according to Judge Paul K. Leary, he told Grossman that according to the law, the suspects must intend to create a panic to be charged with placing a hoax device. It appears the suspects had no such intent, the judge said, but the question should be discussed in a later hearing. So he's just postponing it for when things are a little cooled down. But it appears as though the judge is following the letter of the law here.
Good, and I hope they drop the charges, because these guys were laughing in court, and I think that's the appropriate response.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Laugh at these stupid, stupid bureaucrats.
Well, it's funny until you have to pay for it, and the people of Boston should be irate. Like, they should demand the job of the chief of police. Whoever made the decision to send out these helicopters and to shut down traffic in the city and to shut down traffic on the in the bay, that person's job should be... I'm sorry, you're an incompetent boob! These are flashing lights. They're all over. Flashing lights are everywhere. If it had been a rubber chicken, would it have been legitimate?
1-800-259-9231.
Are squirrels stuffed with dynamite now? How stupid is this?
Yeah, it's really stupid. Apparently, the other cities afterwards, remember, these were not just in Boston. They were in New York, Austin, Portland, all over the country.
Somehow the rest of these cities didn't go crazy and call them bomb scares.
Well, after it happened in Boston, all of a sudden New York decided they wanted to take all theirs down, too.
So well, I can see why they would stand in solidarity with their brothers in the police department and all that stuff. But, you know, I mean, I see why they would do that. And it's essentially the reason I said that they're standing in solidarity for the police. The police, oh, well, if the Boston police were silly enough to call these bombs, we better take ours down.
Let's go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Brent in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Brent.
Well, actually, a quick comment on that story. It seems like if I were going to plant bombs all over the city, I probably wouldn't put flashing lights on them where
you
people could see them.
Yeah.
But I was
or you might call in a demand or a threat or something to go along with it.
$1 million.
But I actually had a different news story that I noticed. I was watching the news around here this evening, and apparently some Kansas City police pulled over a lady who didn't speak English very well, and you know, pulled her out of her car and whatnot. Apparently, she was driving a car with a temporary license tag that was somehow illegitimate or wasn't done right or something like that. And they pulled her over and they were questioning her. And, you know, they showed the video on the news. This lady just over and over keeps saying, you know, I'm bleeding and I have I'm 3 months pregnant and I was trying to go to the hospital, you know. And she kept explaining to them that this was a borrowed car and that she was pregnant and she was bleeding and just over and over and over. And one of the choice quotes from the officers, one of them said, how is that my problem, you know.
Wow.
And so...
I mean, these people's frame of mind has changed 180 degrees. I mean,
everyone's a suspect.
At this point, they're not here to protect and serve us.
Yep.
They're here to, you know, milk us for our money.
Incarcerate, baby.
And put us in jail.
Well, and yeah, and that's exactly what they ended up doing to her. They didn't take her to the hospital. After holding her on the side of the road for 45 minutes, they took her to jail, and she delivered her baby in jail, and it died.
Oh,
because she was only 3 months pregnant. And so, basically, I mean, long story short, now they're on paid leave, and, you know, of course, the chief police is saying, well, this was outside of policy, but you know what, I bet they don't lose their jobs.
I bet they won't. Either. They'll get a little slap on the hand, and they'll be right back to eating more donuts. Thanks for the call, Brent. Sixth story, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8.net toll-free line. Hour number two is on the way. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.